Blog Talk Radio. The Great Zach Tate Show. Everything you were never taught about love, life, sex, relationships, politics, race, the government, and more. The Great Zach Tate's real life, real talk, and unapologetic style of delivery will make you beg for more. He is the truth and the light. And now, The Great Zach Tate Show on Real Life, Real Faith Network at blogtalkradio.com.
Brothers and sisters, brothers and sisters, I don't know what this world is coming to.
Yes, the rhythm's a rebel. Without a pause, I'm lowering my level.
Hey, it is Wednesday night, Great Zach Tate Show, Blog Talk Radio Live, Facebook Live, www.greatzachtateshow. Periscope Live, FB Live, Blog Talk Radio Live. I am starting off on the show start this week, but we are going to straighten it all out without a problem. So I want to thank everybody for tuning in. If you are on Periscope right now and you're tuning in, I want to thank you. If you are on Facebook Live wondering what the hell is going on, I will be with you shortly. Just give me one moment, please. So, tonight we're talking about how to burn fat on the Great Zach Tate Show. We are discussing new ways and taking a bit of information from the Just a Little More page and doing what we have to do to educate our followers so that we can get rid of disease. We can get rid of all forms of illnesses. We can get our bodies in shape, get our bodies in motion, and do what we have to do to present the best possible rendition of ourselves. We are designing the realm of health and fitness and doing what we have to do to be able to show the world that we love ourselves, that we care for ourselves, that our body are important, because without health, what do we have? So tonight we are showing new ways, something totally different, right out of the page of, Easy Ride, man. I ain't seen this guy in a long time on Periscope. Brothers on Periscope talking about that, giving away the show. We're going to be talking about those same issues in a moment, sir. And I am over here struggling with my Samsung to get Facebook Live up. I had the roughest day, and I am working on getting this thing together. And I'm going to take a quick break and come right back at you. Don't go anywhere. Trust me, it won't be that long.
Hey, 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 hey
to the Great Zach Tate Show. First and foremost, allow me to do our opening right. Let us come to terms with life. Our life is in the human struggle. The struggle is painful and deep. The struggle holds death and light. Out of the presence of the now, we will create the human world of the future. The past is approved. The present is received. And the future is open. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in today. You could have been anywhere in the world at this time, but for this hour, you decided to spend it with me. And for me, I am grateful. If you are on Periscope Live, swipe left, swipe right, invite a friend, hit that invite button, let them know Great Zach Tate is on. If you are tuning into Blog Talk Radio Live, listening from your phone, from your car, from your home, we truly appreciate you. We thank you for all of your dedication, your support, and the time that we have been broadcasting. What you have done for us just by listening is overwhelmingly appreciated. Before I continue, some people had some problem calling in last week. The number is 929-477-3213. That's 929-477-3213. I generally open the show up with current events, but I'm going to skip that. I'm going to go to the people who support the show, and if you're interested in supporting the show, all you have to do is go to our GoFundMe page, GoZachGo, go to Amazon.com and download any of our books. If you're on Periscope, you can see behind me the books. Or you can go to Amazon.com, put up Great Zach Tate or Lisa Gabrielle, look at our books, our catalog. Imprint Mass Media is up and pumping. Just support us by clicking, reading. If you have a Kindle Unlimited, it's free. We still get some credit for that. Or just purchase our books or the paperbacks. If you want to support us by purchasing an ad, we appreciate that too. In order to put an ad on the show, is 929-244-9460. That's 929-244-9460 is the phone number for an ad. We want to thank the girls up at Dimple Salon in the Bronx, 233rd on Barnes Avenue, for supporting the show. Their IG and Facebook pages are at Dimples Styles, Beyond Fab Mo, Glorious underscore Gorge Hair, and Sue Styles. That's SOOSHSTYLEZ. Sue Style. CoozyArts.com is our graphic designer. We want to thank him for his support. So if you want to place an ad for $40 for 3 months, $40 for 3 months, we broadcast you, we shout out your Instagram, all of your social media pages. We advertise who you are, what you're about, what you're selling, or how to get more traffic to your page for whatever reason. We do that as well. So I want to thank you again. God bless you all for tuning in. Invite a friend and tell a friend. So today we skip the current events because this issue is so dear to so many people. So I was training a group of people Saturday, and they said to me, I'm having issues with the scale. So what I said to them was, stop worrying about the scale. The worst thing you can do is look at the numbers on the scale when you have effectively been doing a bodybuilding routine or exercising for the first time in a very long time, especially depending on your body type. So if you have a body type that you have been blessed with the kind of genes that allow you to produce muscle mass quickly, you must understand that muscles weigh more than fat. So what do I mean by this? Well, first, let's get into what fat is. Fat is deposits. It is deposits of the oils. It is deposits of the salt. The sodium goes in and holds the water in your body. It is a combination of bad oils, sugars that create or turn into fat. So, how is the best way for one to be able to explain fat? So, what I was explaining to the group of people that I train was that I want you to think about hot oil. I want you to think about frying something. And when you think about frying something, think about the effect that it has when the oil is poured into a cup or a tin and is left out in the cold. So you're looking at a liquid that, based on the fat molecules, they link together and turns into a solid. Our best example is if you grew up on lard or shortening, you know exactly what I mean by liquid turning into a solid. So now what happens is this solid is sitting there. First is a liquid. You consume, let's say you consume a Twinkie. You eat this Twinkie that's high in fat, filled with all kind of oil ingredients, high in sugar, high in corn syrup, which is a danger, which is straight poison, corn syrup. And corn syrup is probably in any food that you buy that's processed. It is a form of sugar that's been manipulated from the sugar cane in order to create an addictive type personality or addictive type cravings in your body. And what happens with these cravings is you can just eat. You can eat a full meal and automatically feel hungry again. And you don't know why. You're trying to figure out, why am I hungry? I just ate. What is going on? So now what happens is you eat that Twinkie, your metabolism breaks it down. So first, where does food start breaking down? The first place food starts breaking down is by the enzymes in your mouth. Those of you who like to kiss strangers or participate in oral sex, it's something I want you to think about. You have enzymes in your mouth that break down foods. It's like a small miniature acid. It takes the food and it starts digesting it for you. Right now, I could talk about a burger, french fries, and a milkshake, and your mouth will automatically start watering. Just the thought of food begins your metabolism to start moving. Yes, sugar is a hell of a drug. So now, when you combine it with these sugars, what does sugar do? Sugar is a drug, as Easy Rider said on Periscope. Sugar is a drug that sends dopamine to your brain, and it fires off the synapses, and it fires off the chemicals in your brain that are the same as if you were getting high. So your body goes, oh, that feels good. I like that. I like the way that feels. So now what happens is you utilize this drug over and over again, and you get this hit. And when you get this hit, you sit down and you start feeling relaxed. You start feeling good. You start feeling motivated. You start saying to yourself, man, I tell you, And then you crash. And to get over that crash, you want to feel good again. So how do you feel good and get over this crash? You take some more sugar. So this is why with corn syrup and sugar, you can have a full meal of vegetables, water, nice piece of fish. Eat that, stomach is full. But when you eat healthy food, your stomach is full, but you feel light. But based on your drug addiction to corn syrup and sugar, you still have a craving. You still have this urge. That is called an addiction. You are jonesing. You are needing your drug, and that's that sugar. So now, sugar in itself is helpful, the natural sugars. It helps your brain function. It helps your body with energy. It helps you be able to metabolize your insulin level, which controls your energy and metabolism, along with your heart rate, along with how up and down your blood pressure goes. Insulin is very important because it's the fuel for the body. So what happens with natural sugars is it does the job that it has to do, and then it settles. Your brain now, which is a computer based on habit, your brain is programmed like a computer, and you can program it with sugars and sodas. How people drink soda in 2017 is amazing to me. But all it is a bunch of corn syrup and sugar. They're addicted. So now, when you eat this fat and it turns into the oil, and you lay down at night, or you're not moving at your desk all day, your body temperature is just 98 degrees, it starts collecting, and it turns into a solid. This is the muscle, this is the fat. The muscle's on the bottom, the fat is on top. Never ever listen to anybody that says, we have to turn your fat into muscle. It is impossible, physically impossible. They are two different things, two different substances. Muscles, mostly made out of protein and a little bit of fat, and then there's just fat that goes on top. So what happens is this fat starts to collect. You live a sedentary lifestyle where you're not really active, you're not moving around, fat just builds. You eat a bunch of fatty foods that don't agree with you. So here's the reason why you get bloated. I get bloated if I drink red wine. The reason I get bloated is because the red wine has so much natural sugar in it. You cannot make fermentation without sugar. The grapes get crushed, they get sealed, they get an additive, or they get the air to move around and start fermenting. And in the process of that fermentation, the sugar turns the grape juice into alcohol, wine. You can't have alcohol without having something sweet, whether it's from a potato, whether it's from rice, whether it's from corn, whether it's from sugar. Alcohol has to have some type of sugar base. So now that starts collecting more and more. You drink wine, you eat cheese, you eat stuff that clogs up your system, the bread, which is another form of sugar, because everything that's processed in your body is broken down. You eat it, it goes in, your body starts pulling it, metabolizing, breaks it down, and starts putting it where it's needed for energy, so you could be mobile and get through your day and do your job and being able to function. Look at God. So now, what happens when you start giving your body excess sugar? You're giving it more than it needs, right? That's what sweets and desserts and soda and all these things are. Excess. Your body says, I can't break this down. Put it to the side. Can't break it down. Put it to the side. That's the bulge in the front. That's the bulge underneath your belly button. That's the bulge back. That's when I know it's serious. When I start getting that back fat, when that fat on my back start growing, it's like, yo, bro, it's time to get in this gym and get busy. I think I want to do just a little more because I'm motivated. No, that back fat runs me into the gym real quick. So now it stores it because I'm not accelerating in exercise. So you know what happens when I start exercising or you start exercising and you're taking your heart rate and your metabolism a little higher? What happens is like taking a fat lard or a stick of butter and putting it on a hot pan. What happens to it? It melts. It liquefies. And what do? To get rid of those liquids, you drink water. You sweat, and it comes out of your pores, it comes out of your waste, it comes out of your urine, it comes out of your feces, it comes out completely. So now what happens is the fat dissolves. Same way you put some butter in a hot pan, the same way when you start jogging, skipping rope, doing doing some exercise and burning it off. But after this short break, when we come back, we're going to discuss new ways of burning the fat without exercise, and I'm going to be discussing metabolism a little bit more. Quick break, y'all. Show. We are back. Blog Talk Radio Live, Facebook Live, Periscope Live. For those who don't know, if you want to communicate with us on Blog Talk Radio, Facebook Live, or Periscope Live, all you have to do is leave your comments. I'm going to address all comments, issues, and callers all at the same time, simultaneously without a problem, and flow with the show. So if you want to call in and add to something that I may be missing, or you have a personal question or something important, a dilemma, dealing with your fat and your weight loss, feel free to call me at 929-477-3213. That's 929-477-3213. So what happens to your metabolism, right? I was talking about this earlier. What happens with your metabolism and your fat is that you start overfilling it, overflowing it with too many fats and sugars, and it doesn't know what to do with it. So instead of pushing it out, what it does is pushing it to the side. So what do I mean by instead of pushing it out? Well, you ever eat something and automatically you have diarrhea? You eat it and you're like, oh my God, this doesn't agree with my system. What do you mean by your system? Your system is your metabolism is saying this is a foreign object that has to leave. We do not identify what this is. This is new. This is different. This is spoiled. This has too much bacteria in it, too much sugar in it, something is going on. So what happens to your metabolism? You have diarrhea, or guess what happens? You go to sleep. You ever eat something, they call it the itis, right? The itis is often caused from the heavy loads of sugars or sodium. How does one know when a restaurant cooks with MSG? While you're at the table, you start yawning. Why? Because the sodium, MSG is to salt what corn syrup is to sugar. It is sugar, MSG is salt on steroids. The purpose of salt is not to make your food salty. What salt does is it has the ability to enhance the flavor that's already there. So people put tons of salt on things because they like the way it bursts in their mouth and gives them different sensations to their brain. So they salt down something that has a lot of flavor to it. Like they put salt on a sour grapefruit or orange to enhance that sour flavor. That's what salt does, enhances the flavor. So what the MSG does or the sodium does is it hits your body, put it in a state of shock where your body says, I cannot work tight, move around, and digest the stuff you just sent down here. So what I have to do now is put your butt to sleep, reorganize, shut you down, and break down all this stuff. It's going to take a lot of energy to break down this stuff. Easy Rider says, the older you get, the slower your metabolism burns fat. That's why exercise is important. Exactly, which is taking me to the next thing. It's not only important that you exercise. What is very important is that you trick your metabolism the older you get. How do you trick your metabolism? Very simply, you trick your metabolism to start burning the fat for you. How do we do that, Zach? Very simple. There are certain foods that help the body. I tell everybody that I'm training that it's a simple method of losing fat. If you eat foods that look fatty, greasy, and sloppy, you will look the way the food that you eat. If you eat food that's slim, lively, fresh, thin, you will resemble that. So if I eat a bunch of vegetables and I eat fruit, and you got to be careful with fruit. Somebody remind me in case I forget the dangers of eating too much fruit when you're trying to lose weight. What happens with the fruit and the vegetables is your metabolism just goes right through it. It doesn't have to break it down, right? So you eat a Twinkie, your metabolism says, hey, bring the jackhammers. We got to get the jackhammers out to start breaking this food down. Easy Rider said, if you can't pronounce the ingredients on the label, you probably should. If you can't pronounce the ingredients on the label, you probably should not eat it. I agree. Riboruble flavor. I still don't know how to say riboruble flavor. I don't even know what riboruble flavor is, but I see it all the time. Saturated glucosamine, lactolactamine, all this crazy stuff. Phosphated and tolamine. I don't even know what this, the thymosinamine, provazine. That's what's in our food. It sounds crazy. I hope I should have brought a Twinkie and read off the ingredients so people could understand. I don't allow this stuff in my household, so I can't even run and go get some processed stuff to just read off these ingredients. But that is precisely it. If we cannot pronounce it. If you go back on my Facebook or Just a Little Bit More page on Facebook, you will see that they were selling cereal, General Mills, Cheerios. They refuse to take out the stuff that's in paint in them. But they utilize it to keep the color coding on the Cheerio. The same exact poison and chemicals that's in paint in them. It is what people use to scrape off paint. It's the same exact ingredient, and they use it to keep the colors on the Fruit Loops and the Cheerios and all this other stuff. So now, what foods that can we use to help us burn fat? Well, the number one thing is water. Your body is 75% water. Your lungs, I think, is like 90% water. Your heart is like another 60, it's made up of like just 60-something percent of water. Your skin is the largest organ in your body, the biggest organ, water. Subway uses a chemical in their bread that makes plastic. Absolutely, I stopped my kids from eating Subway because of that. Also, if you look at margarine, if you look at the molecular structure, the molecules that make plastic and the molecular structure of margarine, you will see just one molecule different. So imagine you sucking down this plastic and your body's saying, bring the jackhammers. We got to break this down. That's a whole lot of work. Versus your body saying, here goes some leafy spinach. They can just swipe it up in one shot and it dissolves. If you just put spinach on your tongue, it starts dissolving and breaking down right in your mouth. Raw spinach from the ground, pick it, put it in your mouth with dirt on it and everything, and just starts dissolving and melting away. So if it does that in your mouth already, it's not a hard job for your body to break it down. But when you start using all this fake stuff, your body is having a problem breaking it down. So what I suggest people do is start overloading on water. Yes, I say a gallon a day. Is a gallon a day realistic? Yes, it's realistic. All you got to do, if you're having problems with the taste of water like I did when I started drinking on a regular basis, is alkaline it by dropping some lemon or limes in it. Cut up some cucumbers. Put it inside. Put some blackberries, raspberries, anything to give it a little natural flavor. Walnut ice cream sandwiches don't melt in the sun. Amazing. Amazing. We were also talking about how this professor had a Big Mac in his pocket. A Big Mac from McDonald's. Bought a Big Mac, put it in his trench coat. Got sidetracked, forgot about it. Packed up his clothes for 14 years. The Big Mac was in his pocket. He pulled the Big Mac out of his pocket after 14 years. The Big Mac looked exactly the same as the day he bought it 14 years ago. No green mold, nothing broke down, not even the tomatoes and the lettuce shriveled or broke down. It was intact. The patty was intact. And the bread was intact. I bet you this is it still tasted good. So if your food can stay in the same condition and not break down after 14 years, is it food? So Elisa is telling me on the switchboard that she has a cheeseburger from Wendy's on her nightstand from 2008. Nothing has happened to it. So this is a demonstration, because if we look at our food and our relationship to foods in America, I would say off the top of my head, probably 50% of the foods that's banned all over the country is allowed to be sold and processed in America. And if you watch the show that I did on the medical industry and the relationship between the Food and Drug Administration with big pharma companies, is they have to feed you to make you sick so that you can buy medicine, so that you can make pharmaceutical companies rich. The pharmaceutical companies put on bad medicine into your food and give you bad medicine to cure the diseases that cause your food. It's no accident that North America is plagued with cancer patients or form of cancer, because the governments allow you to poison the water, poison the air, and poison the food. So the money is not in the cure. The money is in the medicine. So now, back to your metabolism. When you eat certain foods and your metabolism quickly breaks it down, it utilizes the nutrients and it stores it where it has to go. So the key to this is to begin eating super foods. What are super foods? Well, Google it, number one. I want to educate and empower everybody that listens to my show. That's why there's only maybe 10 to 20-something people a week listening or watching the show. If I was talking about gossip, if I was talking about ratchetness, if I was talking about some nonsense, I would have a lot more viewers. But that is not why we created this show. So in order to empower you, I ask you to Google superfoods. But it's for the sake of the show and keeping you interested and educating you, what I want you to do after I read what Easy Rider wrote: if you don't get sick, then pharmacies can't make money. Absolutely. That's straight from Periscope, ladies and gentlemen. So to name a few superfoods that's like medicine, that help you burn fat, that allow you to have a better metabolism and immune system and central nervous system. The number one on my list is garlic. It is a miracle drug in itself. Garlic. Garlic is God's little gift to all of us. I mean, I'm almost positive somewhere in my last life I was Italian because I just love garlic and this other thing called tomatoes and tomato sauce that's made from fresh stewed potatoes and paste and cooked and sit on the oven for about 6 hours on a low temperature, just slowly cooking that sauce. Woo! These are like superfoods that help your body heal itself. It helps your body break down the garbage that's already in it and metabolizes quickly and allows you to have a long life. The other thing is honey. Now, when I say honey, what I would like you to do is I would like everyone after this show, if you're interested in changing your lifestyle, and as my big sister say, change your relationship to food, I ask you all to look into where your local farmers market is. Find out right around where you live. There's always people who are making stuff right in their backyard and selling it. It has no additives, no preservatives, no chemicals, no pesticides, none of that. It's all natural. And if you can find somebody that makes natural honey from the bees that they have, that is the best honey. You will even see pieces of the honeycomb inside the bottle. That all natural honey. Honey was used as a Band-Aid. When they didn't have Band-Aid and when they didn't have stitches, they used to use honey to put on wounds. The stickiness sealed it in, and the nutrients in the honey helped your body rebuild faster and your skin to come back in better condition than cocoa butter. Honey, natural honey. I'm not talking about this sugar, corn syrup filled honey that's in a little teddy bear in a supermarket. I'm talking about all natural honey from a bee. Don't worry if you put a little bee sting in your tea. It ain't going to help hurt you. It'll probably help you. Another thing is oatmeal. Oatmeal, 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 oats, 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 and more oats. Oats, raw, unfiltered oats in the morning, raw in the afternoon. Oatmeal is when you just late at night and you're hungry. Get some oats, some hot water, and some peanut butter and go to town. When I talk about peanut butter, I'm talking about organic peanut butter, or if you're like up north in New York or anywhere that has a fresh market. I really don't like supporting Whole Foods because they jack up prices that's ridiculous for no reason at all. But in these organic stores, there should be a machine that will take the peanuts and grind them right in front of you and make all natural peanut butter. You throw that in some hot oatmeal, oh, that's a meal by itself. No sugar. Don't add any sugar. Learn new flavors. Learn about raw molasses to sweeten up things. Learn about raw honey, raw sugar. I mean raw honey, raw peanut butter, raw almond butter, raw hazel butter, hazelnut butter spread. These different things. And not Nutella. That's another form of poison that I argue with my daughter about all the time. Another thing is the actual peanuts. Peanuts has been used, thanks to the brother George Washington Carver, who sat around on the slave plantation thinking about how to break down the peanut, the seed of the peanut, the oils from the peanut, the shell of the peanut. And I think a peanut is used for more than 100 and something different things, one peanut. So peanuts is a superfood. Beets, I love to boil them and just drink the water and the juice. I love to blend them with some spinach and some carrots and a juicer. Oh, good Lord, I'm just too lazy to clean my juicer. That's why I don't use it. But whenever I go to a all-natural juicing bar or a place that sells smoothies, I ask for beets, carrots, and spinach. That, boy, after that, brothers, let me tell you about that natural Viagra. You throw them beets, that carrot, and that spinach, and you drink that down. It's so sweet and natural. The other thing is ginger. Ginger, the roots. Many roots, things that are the roots of the tree. It's really, really has some health benefits that will burn that fat. You eat your, you heat up your body naturally with these foods. Great peppers, and I'm not talking about hot sauce. Nothing with sodium added to it, nothing with sauce. I'm talking about natural foods. You take them red peppers, you eat them jalapeno peppers, you eat them Scotch bonnet, Jamaican blood clot, you eat the Scotch bonnet them. Lord, I tell you, the Scotch bonnet peppers, you eat those along with your food. It creates a metabolism bomb where it just starts attacking the fat in your body and making your metabolism come alive and rush and break down the foods. The enzymes get erupted in your stomach and starts breaking down these foods. Spinach. When we watch Popeye eat that spinach and become strong, that was a subliminal message to the youth, to the little kids. Here is a superfood that will create and enhance super strength in your body. So every time you see Popeye the Sailor Man pop up in that spinach is because they were showing you the nutrient value of spinach. It is a super food. Kale, spinach, and I don't recommend collard, which is a cousin of collard green. I prefer that you just go with spinach or kale. Bananas. So there's a word when somebody is super muscular. It is called diesel. In the hood, when a dude is super swole, he been working out, lifting everything, or he a steroid junkie, we say, yo, he cock diesel. So, you ever notice how apes is just super diesel? Apes is just cock diesel off of bananas and leaves. No beef, no pork, no lamb, no fish, just leaves. The way that they metabolize the proteins in the leaves, the potassium in the bananas, the way their body processes it and turns it into the muscular structure. You will hardly ever see a fat ape. It is mostly solid muscle. You ever look at these cows? That's diesel. They're not eating other cows if they natural. If they process meat, you better believe they're grinding up cows and bones and feeding it right back to them cows. But if you find a farmer who has cows that graze the grass and the oats off the field, I'm telling you, eat a banana backwards. That black piece at the end has a lot of nutritional value. Easy Rider helping me out today. Thank you, my brother. I appreciate that. I don't know about eating it backwards. I got to peel it, hold it, go backwards, but I will crush it up in some oatmeal with some peanut butter and add some raisins, which goes to the next thing I'm going to talk about. That's a superfood. Raisins and dates. These grapes that dry up, they are sweet, they are full of value. What I use when I was dieting for bodybuilding as a supplement to get off the sugar addiction was raisins and dates. I allowed my body to fill the sugar craving. My sweet tooth, if you may, was fulfilled by eating raisins. I made a healthy trail mix of raisins and nuts. So I got the raw peanuts and I got the organic raisins and I mixed them together. And when I had that sugar rush, I just dropped those in because those are two superfoods helping my body metabolize, create protein, create muscle, and get away with fat. The other thing that helped me in my dieting is egg whites. It's a full protein. It is filled with many grams of protein. When I'm bodybuilding, when I was bodybuilding, I'm going to get back to it one day. more than a dozen eggs a day. 4 in the morning, 4 in the afternoon, 4 at night. Basically, somewhere around the area, I ate a dozen egg whites a day with spinach and oatmeal. And what the diet I'm talking about is when you're trying to have 240 pounds of muscle. If you want to know what that looks like, you could go back to my Throwback Thursday days where it was just all muscle and maintaining that muscle. But those egg whites are full of protein. Walnuts, the verdict is not out yet on walnuts. Dr. CB, may he rest in peace, was not an advocate of the walnut, wasn't a nut at all. And other people say they are packed, they are super drunk, filled with nutrients, they're filled with the oils that keep your skin glistening and shiny. So I'll put walnuts on the list because there's more advocates for the benefits of walnuts, but personally, I prefer the raw peanut and cashew. Apples. As a kid, they used to tell you, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Yes, an apple. Yellow delicious, red delicious, grandma, Granny Smith's, you name it, it's an apple. It's an apple. It has the nutrients, it has the all the right ingredients to help your body. So everybody's running around saying they taking this apple cider vinegar in water. I did the same thing. I put it in my water, and they say it helps burn fat. The key word is apple cider. Apple cider vinegar. So what happens when you start chewing on the actual apple? Now, what I do that's different, and my brothers used to tease me about this when I used to eat a lot of apples, is I eat the apples, I eat the core, I eat the seeds, and I use the stem to clean out my teeth. The whole entire apple, I eat it all. So what I find is that the core of the apple, the rough part, I use it to scrape my intestines to get the things on that's sticking to my intestine that can cause disease away. Easy Rider said, I was told eat things of color and stay away from it. Sorry, Easy, I lost the end part. So, yes, as I posted in just a little more, make your diet, make your plate very colorful. If it's very colorful, it shows that it has a lot of protein, different nutrients, and things that can help you burn the fat. I said tomato sauce already. And here's my other number one superfood that I love to eat by itself. In Florida, there's a restaurant called Polo Tropical. It's a fast food restaurant, but it's grilled chicken and rice and beans and all this other stuff. And when I'm hungry, there's this one bowl of this one thing that I love to eat, and it's called beans. Beans. Good for your heart. The more you eat them, the more you fart. Yeah, these little childhood things used to give us clues on things that were good for us, that were good for our back. I can't think of one song that said Twinkie, Twinkie, or nothing like that, or Susie Q, or Muffins, or Coca-Cola, Pepsi, Mountain Dew, Monster, what's the one that put Red Bull? I've never heard any rhymes that showed you, or any sayings, or any quotes that helped us pay attention to nutrition that will save our lives. So in case you're tuning in late, you have something to say within our last few minutes of the show, call in at 929-477-3213. If you have any questions, I'm going to do a show on exercise program next. Not next week, but very soon. So those of you who want to know how to start an at-home exercise regimen, if not, you can go to Just a Little More. It's JustaLittleMore at Facebook. Just a Little More Fitness at Facebook. You see my page. I'm always posting stuff on a daily basis of health, wellness, fitness, and exercise. So the superfoods that I said, if you tune in late, was peanuts, beets, oats, ginger, garlic, onions, bananas, spinach, egg whites, tomato sauce, walnuts, apples, and beans. What I need you to do if you want to burn fat, you want to really burn fat, I need you to get rid of all the Lori seasoning salts, all the kosher salts, all the table salt. Table salt is straight murder. If it's white and it's full, don't eat it. If it's white and it's full, don't eat it. If it's white, don't drink it. That's the dairy. Don't drink it. Yogurt is a lie. 99.9% of yogurts out there is no good for you unless it's all natural with no sugar, no additives, and no preservatives. If you eat, take probiotic, you eat yogurt because you want probiotic, go buy probiotics that's in the billions and make sure you have to refrigerate them. Because most of the yogurts is a scam. Apple cider vinegar, I heard, was a good catalyst for helping burning fat. Yes, it is. As I was saying earlier, that I use, when I drink my gallon of water, I put a lemon and a lime in it. I let it soak sometimes overnight. I just learned, and they got jumped on me because I didn't listen to my own show. I was putting it in a plastic bottle, but I can't do that because it defeats the purpose, because the alkaline is breaking down the bottle instead of the water. So I had to go out and get a glass container, an extra thick plastic container, and a glass container to hold the water when I alkaline. And I was adding Bragg's apple cider vinegar. I must attest that it does. But here's something better that I used to use. My wife put me on to it, and it's vinegar, honey, garlic, and cayenne pepper. You mix them all together, right? I wonder if she had lemon juice. If she's watching this or listening to this, she needs to leave me a note so I can know if she added lemon juice to it. But it was garlic, honey, cayenne pepper, and the Bragg's apple cider vinegar mixed together. And you take two tablespoons in the morning, two tablespoons in the afternoon, two tablespoons at night. And I was bursting with energy. I'm going back to that tomorrow. I was bursting with energy, and I was burning off that fat. But I was exercising too, you know. But when I recently, in the last few months, started using the Bragg's apple cider vinegar in my water with the lemons and limes, I noticed that the bloating from drinking wine, which I drink almost every day, the red wine with my meals, not a whole lot, it assisted in losing the bloating from the wine. So, yes, it is true. So, if my wife is nearby, she could tell me if it was just garlic, cayenne pepper, apple cider vinegar, and honey. I don't think lemons was in there. I'm not sure if lemon juice is in it. But I'll let you guys know, or call up and ask me, and I'll tell you. So, when you are using these different foods to help break your metabolism, the number one reason for fat development is people don't eat enough. The key way to burn fat, to make your body burn fat, is to ignite your metabolism. What happens to fat people is that you don't eat all day, and then when you eat all the wrong stuff, and then you fall asleep. So what do? To solve this, what you do is you notch up your metabolism, because what happens is your body goes into starvation mode. Your body goes, when are we going to eat? I don't know. So, we got some food. Put it to the side, because we don't know when we're going to eat again. And when we get hungry, we're going to eat off this fat that's here already. So the key is tricking your body to just eat off the fat constantly. How do you do that? You eat every couple of hours. These superfoods. Make meals the size of your fist. Make meals the size of your fist. Make meals the size of your fist. Eat about 4 to 6 meals a day for a 12-hour period. Turn up your metabolism. That's right, the size of your fist. Eat in moderation. Don't gorge or get greedy. The size of your fist in a bowl, which should be somewhere around 8 to 10 ounces the most. Eat that meal of fresh, lean protein, like a chicken breast and spinach. 2 hours later, 3 hours later, eat another small bowl. Another 4 hours later, eat another small meal. You want to drink a smoothie at night on top of that, of these superfoods, blend them all up and drink them, you do that at night. Then you have what's called a 12-hour fast. So if you stop eating at 7 p.m., don't eat again till 7 a.m. If you ate late and went to sleep at 10 p.m., do not allow yourself to consume any food until after 10 a.m. The worst thing you can do is eat and go to sleep because your body is just storing that food. But when you are eating superfoods, so let's say you have a handful of peanuts, some beets, with some egg whites. That's your meal with a 4 cups of water. That's your first meal. You wait till the afternoon and you eat some oatmeal with some spinach and onions and garlic mixed inside the spinach. You eat the spinach, then you eat the oatmeal. I know it sounds gross together, but you learn to love it. That's your other meal. So you keep combining these superfoods, constantly rotating these superfoods in your diet every few hours, and what you will find is that your metabolism is cranked up. It is always burning fat. And what it does is it says, burn everything. We got a system overload. Use all these nutrients where it's going. Burn everything. And it gets the fat that's already there, and it starts eating it away. It starts burning it away. It doesn't attack the muscles that you have when you're in starvation mode. It goes right to the fat, and it starts eating it away. And then you drinking the water. The water is just flushing your system out of impurities. When you urinate, you look at and you see all those bubbles in the water. That's the fat. When you defecate and you go, woo, wee, what is that smell that's coming? Oh, good Lord, what is that smell coming out of me? That is the fat that's leaving. When you are sweating, and like my wife would say, you need a shower right now. The burning of the fat is coming out of your pores. So this is the Gray Zach Tate Show. Once again, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank you for your patience for my technical difficulties earlier. I started kind of late today. And next week's show, how to lift your self-esteem. Self-esteem, how to lift it and stop lowering. I noticed I met someone today whose self-esteem is in the basement. And I was like, yo, I need to do a show on this. Because these people is twisted. There's some confidence levels that's gone, and we're going to do a show on it. So thank you. God bless you all for tuning in. Easy ride. Thank you, my brother. Got to go. Thanks for the great info, as always. See you next week, my brother. And that is the conclusion of the Gray Zach Tate Show. Thank you all for tuning in.
You've been listening to the Gray Zach Tate Show, a production of Real Life, Real Faith Media in conjunction with Elisa Gabriel Entertainment. Thank you for listening to the Real Life, Real Faith Network on BlogTalkRadio.com.